Upfront, inside Atlanta's entertainment industry, is brought to you by the 2018 Bronze Lens Film Festival.
Coming up on this week's show, Upfront talks to celebrity health expert A.D. Dolphin about eating clean and preparing for the holidays. Antoine McNeil from the Taste of Soul Atlanta Festival is here to talk about this year's activities, and closing out the show are Living Single Stars, Kim Coles, and T.C. Carson. They're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the show with Upfront and much more. We'll also be playing music from Kelly Price, Mickey Howard, and the brand new heavies throughout the show. But first, here's Reva Blue with this week's casting buzz and entertainment news.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Marinella Hume Casting is looking for 3 African-American men to portray tribal men for a new pilot. The actors must be brown to dark skin complexions with no tattoos on chest, back, arms, or hands, as there will be no makeup covering them. They must also have short to very low cuts and absolutely no facial hair. Production takes place on Tuesday, September 4th. If this is you, please submit your name, contact information, sizes, and a recent photo from the waist and chest up to newpilotmhc@gmail.com with tribalmale9/4 in the subject line of the email. In other related entertainment news, check out the trailer for Ava DuVernay's August 28th, A Day in the Life of a People at WCLK.com. The short film recounts the significance of culturally historical events that all occurred on the same day and have had a lasting impact on America. It also features an all-star cast, including Angela Bassett, Don Cheadle, Michael Ealy, Andre Holland, Regina King, Gugu Mbatha-Raw, Lupita Nyong'o, David Oyelowo, and Glenn Turman. Look for August 28th, A Day in the Life of a People, to air on Tuesday, August 28th. Congratulations goes out to Claws star Niecy Nash. She is teaming up with TNT for its first late-night talk show titled Naked with Niecy Nash. The cable network ordered the pilot for the show. They will provide her comedic take and dispense advice on issues involving love, sex, romance, and relationships as she interacts with everyday people. Stay close to Upfront as this project continues to develop, and go to WCLK.com for the full story. That's this week's Casting Buzz and Entertainment News. I'm Reva Blue.
The Bronze Lens Film Festival, a proud supporter of Jazz 91.9 WCLK programming, presents its 9th annual festival, August the 22nd through the 26th at the Marriott Marquis. This year's events include the Bronze Lens Awards, First Glance Friday, Panels and Cinema, and Social Justice Sunday. Registration information is available at bronzelens.com.
The world on fire, just wish you make it proper. Call my old man Papa. You ain't got to have a hanker to be a broker or a banker. No sirree, just simply be
a mother's son-in-law.
Needn't even think of trying to be a mighty social lion. Sip into your view will be
a mother's son-in-law.
Ain't got the least desire to set the world on fire. Just wish you'd make it proper to call my old man Papa. You ain't got to sing like Bessel. You can tell the world I said so. Just simply say you'll be
a mother's son-in-law.
This is Latrice Pace of the Anointed Pace Sisters, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
My first guest appears regularly on the popular Steve Harvey Show as a health expert to the stars. I'm talking about none other than the CEO of D'Herbs, Mr. A.D. Dolphin. He stopped by Upfront recently to chat about ways to eat clean, preparing for the holidays, and the plant-based diet craze.
Well, welcome back to Upfront, A.D. Dolphin. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Man, I see you everywhere. I follow you on Instagram.
You're always.
I thought I covered,
follow you too.
I thought I covered a lot of carpets, but you're everywhere.
I try to be. I'm trying to get the word out, that healthy information.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what I like about your Instagram post, if you're not following him, you're at AD Dolphin on Instagram.
Yes.
If you know what I like about when you're posting your pictures, that you always are so transparent about where you are, where you've been, where you think people should be. I loved you were talking about overthinking.
Right.
That's somewhat kind of like a new term now,
you know,
that people
what?
Are using.
I think we build mountains and we create all these different scenarios about a situation, and that stops us from moving forward. And we're doing it all to ourselves. I think you got to let go.
Yeah.
And you can't be scared to be adventurous. You can't be scared to tackle on those dreams and accomplishments that you want to do in life. You got to move forward. Like we were kind of talking prior to getting on here. I'm from South Central. You know what I mean? I lived in a one-bedroom apartment with four kids and my mother. And so I always feel like I'm living proof that you can fight your way out of those situations. And you can't be scared to go after your goals.
Yeah, yeah. I think the biggest problem with a lot of people is that fear of going after and failure.
Right.
And failure, as I'm learning, is part of the journey. You know, that you got to.
Oh, it's,
you gotta,
it's
yeah.
crucial. It's crucial. I tell everybody, think I'm crazy. I'll be like, I love to fail. I like to see things go wrong, because now I can check that off my list and say, okay, I know that doesn't work. And I honestly feel like failure gets you one step closer to success.
Yeah. Now, you've been the poster boy, I should say, for clean eating and healthy, being healthy and nutrition and that sort of thing. What are some helpful tips that our listeners can do to stay on track? Because we're sort of like an in-between period. We're coming out of the summer, but we're not quite in front of the holidays. And the kids just went back to school. Vacation's kind of going on. We may have overeaten maybe during the summertime.
Right.
So what are some things that our listeners can do?
We have a saying. So a lot of people didn't have the opportunity to be summertime fine. So now, if you mess that up, now it's time to be fall fabulous.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is do a cleanse. Clean out your system, because a lot of times people think of cleansing as, okay, I'm just going to lose this weight. But really, it's not about that. It's actually about cleaning up your lifestyle, changing your lifestyle, and taking on, you know, eating more fresh fruits and vegetables, drinking more water, doing healthier things that your body is actually going to benefit from.
Yeah. Now, what are some tips on how to gain yourself back while losing weight?
What do you mean by that? One more.
I guess it's almost like, say, for example, you're losing, but you don't want to lose muscle, or you don't want to lose the tone or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Workout. So that's a harder way. It depends on what you're trying to do. It sounds like you want to still gain muscle, but still trim down. That's definitely, if you want to do that, lift heavy. That's what I will tell you. Lift heavy. I had someone wanted to cleanse but not lose any weight, and I just told them lift heavy and eat. When you're on the cleanse, eat more nuts and do things along that, because nuts have tons of protein in it.
Okay. Now, speaking of that, what's one quick recipe or meal that you would suggest to our listeners that always hits the spot for you, for those that may be
on a cleanse?
During a cleanse.
On a cleanse, you know what my favorite thing to do is, and it's really, really simple. You take an avocado, split it in half, take out the seeds, and sprinkle a little sea salt on it. That's one of my favorite go-to snacks on a D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse.
Okay. Now, we did mention that the holidays are a little
right.
ways off, but the way that time is going by, it's like we'll be saying, you know, happy happy Thanksgiving and
right.
Merry Christmas really soon. What are some ways to eat clean during the holidays?
Well, I would say definitely taking in more water, eating more fresh fruits and vegetables, things along those lines. And I think that people need to start. I think people would be surprised if the one thing I would recommend is write down everything that you eat and then turn around at the end of the week and look back at it. Because now you'll be like, oh, I ate some chips, I drank some soda, had a few drinks here. And you can see how all that stuff amounts to an unhealthy lifestyle. But it's different when you see it on a piece of paper.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good idea. We talked a year ago about some of the celebrity trends, and right now everyone is on this
right.
you know, plant-based diet. Is that still the trend?
That's the thing. To be honest, that's the future.
Okay.
You know, especially in LA, they're always at the cusp of what's kind of what's going on. Not to say that Atlanta's not, but LA is really, really into fitness and things along those lines. And you see more and more vegan restaurants popping up every single day out there.
And what keeps you motivated? What keeps you going? Because you're just, like I said, you're all over the place, but you're always so positive.
You know, I think the thing that keeps me going is that I pulled myself out of my situation, and a ton of people helped me also to pull me out of that situation. So I just feel like I honestly have to give back. I have to give back. I have to tell people to fight their fears every single day if they want to be successful in life. You can't be scared to put that foot forward.
What's new with D-Herbs? What's going on with the company?
Well, D-Herbs is we're doing tons of stuff with Steve Harvey. We did some stuff with The Real this year. We have possible Wendy Williams on the table. I just did Dish Nation. I just did Sister Circle. So we're constantly acquiring and getting to be more and more on different shows and things like that. My publicist just whispered in my ear, don't forget about the book. Yeah, we do have a book coming out. It's called Eat Your Way Healthy in 20 Days.
Okay.
And it's kind of about the cleanse, but it's really more about eating healthy. And what it breaks down to is just how to change your lifestyle within those 20 days. A lot of times people don't understand that you didn't start off with high cholesterol. You didn't start off with diabetes. You didn't start off with high blood pressure. You kind of ate your way into that situation. So the goal of the book is to teach people that you can eat your way out of it too.
So I got to ask you this, because I know that you've worked with her before in the past, Beyonce.
Right.
You know, last week she was, you know, she announced in the Vogue interview that she was okay with her, what is it, the fupa?
Right, right. I seen that. Yeah. I seen that.
Do you think that a lot more women now are going to be okay and comfortable with having a little extra in the, because, I mean, she still looks amazing, you know?
I mean, she has a big presence. I think people should definitely be comfortable whatever they're comfortable with. And when you're uncomfortable with it, make a change. And that's honestly how I feel.
Yeah. All right. All right. AD Dolphin of D-Herbs, thank you so much for being a guest here on Up Front. And I'll be following you. Continue to follow you on Instagram. And much success.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
All right.
Programming on WCLK is made possible in part by St. James Live. St. James Live presents Smooth Sundays with smooth jazz flautist Kim Scott and her birthday celebration, Sunday, August the 26th. Kim will celebrate with songs from her three CD releases, Crossing Over, Rite of Passage, and Southern Heat. Kim Scott, live at St. James on Sunday, August the 26th. Doors open at 6 p.m., showtime at 7 p.m. St. James Live is located at 3220 Butner Road in Atlanta. Ticket information is available at stjamesliveatl.com.
Here we go. It's my time to rise. It's my time to shine. It's my time to live. It's my time to fly. It's my time. It's my time. I can see it. I can feel it. Time has come now to reveal it. I've been waiting for a long time. Gotta do it. And won't let nothing hold me down.
Hey, this is Jasmine Guy, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
You just heard the voice of Grammy-nominated singer Kelly Price with her smash hit single, It's My Time. The former R&B Divas star is headlining this year's Taste of Soul Atlanta Festival, along with PJ Morton and a host of other amazing soul singers. I caught up with the festival's creator, Antoine McNeil, to chat about this year's activities and much more.
Antoine McNeil, welcome to Upfront inside Atlanta's entertainment industry. How are you?
I am doing great.
So the city of Atlanta is gearing up for the Taste of Soul Atlanta Festival. It's taking place Labor Day weekend, which is August 30th through September 2nd. Antoine, what was the inspiration behind this event? Because you've been doing this now for about 4 years, right?
Yeah, that's right. We've been doing it for 4 years. You know, I grew up in, really in Decatur, but, you know, part of the metro area. And as a kid, my mom used to take me and my brother to festivals all the time. And in fact, my favorite used to be the National Black Arts Festival. And as I kind of, you know, left later in later years to go to school and then came back, I really missed having, you know, at an outdoor festival that really spoke to me the way those festivals did that I used to attend when I was growing up. And so I decided, you know, we need something like that. I want kids and families to be able to connect and people to connect with their loved ones in the way that I did. And I felt we needed that. And so I decided to do it primarily for those reasons.
Yeah. Now let's go a rundown. You've got some amazing artists who will be gracing the stage this year. Kelly Price, PJ Morton, Philip Michael Thomas Jr. Wow. How do you pick the talent for the musical portion of the festival?
Oh man, that's hard. Let me say that is hard. So you can imagine, you know, the team is debating over, you know, their favorites. And so my general, you know, the thing that I care most about is that they speak to the soul of the festival, which is, you know, soul and R&B music. You know, I want us to, you know, it's so easy to kind of to roll away into pop. And as much as I like it, that's not what this festival is about. It's about celebrating the soul of Atlanta, celebrating soul food and music. And so we generally look at people that are in that area that Atlanta has a specific affinity for, folks that aren't just overly commercialized. And then we try to pull them out and put them in a setting where they can have an organic experience with Atlanta. People that come to our festival, they sit in tables, you know, with tablecloths. They can eat there, they can drink, and they can really relax in a good environment and be really close to these artists and get an experience that you just can't get anymore. Yeah. You know, you just can't find it. So we're happy to bring that to the city.
Now, there are some other components to the festival. There's a 5K run and a wine tasting. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Wow. Yeah, no. Look, sometimes we, you know, we think, man, we're doing all of this, but we have, and we've been doing it for years, and people love it. So the 5K is called the Soul Rise Classic. And this, we do this race because we, as a community, we need to ensure that we're making health part of, you know, managing your health, part of everything that we do. And we want people to come out and walk or run or, you know, crawl or roll, whatever you need to do. We just think you need to get outside and let's do some physical activity together. So that starts at 7:30 on Saturday, September 1st. And then on Friday, August 31st, we do Vino Tosa. Now, you know, Tosa is Taste of Soul Atlanta.
Right.
Vino Tosa, wine. Taste of Soul Atlanta. And it's an event where we combine it with our art event, Art Tosa. Those two come together, and we actually, this year, based on our current numbers, this will be the largest African-American wine tasting in the country.
Wow.
So we only do African-American-owned vineyards or production companies, and they're more than you would think, and they are producing some great wine. So we're happy to bring a lot of them together. We have some really good, we got a lot of good wine enthusiasts and sommeliers in the city that are aware of these types of wine. And we're just pulling everybody together to drink wine together in a setting with some really cool art.
And I wanted to talk about that too. I'm sorry, I wanted to go into that because that's the Art Tosa is really one of your signature events. You guys are going to be working with an amazing artist, Joshua Rashad McFadden, who we've had on the show on Upfront before. So let's talk a little bit about the art piece as well.
Yeah, so the art event, last year we had it in Castleberry Hill, and this year we decided to combine it with art, with Vino Tosa, because the two just go so well together. What we do is we bring in artists are a little bit more than emergent artists. They're kind of hot artists, you know, in the eastern portion of the country that kind of speak to our audience and that are doing some contemporary artwork and kind of pushing the boundaries in different ways. So when you come, I mean, I know the mayor's office bought quite a few paintings from some of the artists last year, and there are some other folks. I mean, when you come, you're going to experience some really nice art. There's usually a visual display and a group of people that can appreciate networking, appreciate wines and art, just mingling. exploring some of this amazing work and having a good time.
Yeah. So, Antoine, so many changes are happening within the west side of Atlanta. Where do you see Taste of Soul Festival in this new landscape?
Well, so, you know, like, that's kind of a tough question because there's so many changes happening to the west side. I'll tell you, we are committed to the west side. That's where we're at. That's where we're going to stay. But there's a new park that's opening up, Cook Park, I think in late winter 2019. And so that's a possibility. So we are looking at that. But we're happy with the space that we have now, which is right across from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's on MLK. We shut down the street, and we allow everyone in the city to come out. It's a complimentary event, and so we encourage people to come out that way, or there are other ways where folks can participate that are more intimate with more of a VIP experience, and we encourage that too. But bottom line is, we're going to be somewhere on the west side. We're happy with where we're at on MLK, right across the street from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And so we're going to stay there for now, but we're going to keep our eyes open.
Yeah. WCLK's Jamal Ahmed and our very own Reva Blue, who's the voice of Casting Buzz here on the show, will be hosting the Taste of Soul Atlanta stages. So definitely look out for that. But and again, we want to definitely encourage everyone to stop by the WCLK table that's going to be there as well throughout the festival. Again, this is a Taste of Soul Atlanta Festival that is taking place August 31st through September 2nd. And Antoine, thank you so much for being a guest on Upfront. You can get more information about that at WCLK.com. We'll see you at the festival, Antoine.
Okay, see you. See you there.
Support for WCLK programming comes from the Family Health Centers of Georgia and Toyota, presenting The Sounds of Good Medicine on Saturday, September 8th at 7 p.m. at the Mabel House Barnes Amphitheater. This evening of smooth jazz features performances by Jonathan Butler, Huge Groove, Peter White, and Michael Franks. Ticket information is available at the Mabel House Barnes Amphitheater or at Ticketmaster.com.
This is Brescia Webb from NBC Marlin, and you're listening to Upfront with Ray Cornelius.
That was the theme song to the classic 1990s sitcom Living Single, which features my last two guests, Kim Coles and T.C. Carson. The two stop by to chat about the 25th anniversary of the show, their iconic characters, and much more. The conversation was also taped in front of a studio audience and will air as an Upfront special this Thursday, August 31st at 8 p.m. on CAU-TV, Comcast 23. Here's a portion of the conversation.
Let's talk about these characters because, again, as a kid growing up, we had never seen these characters before. And I tell you all the time that to see an African-American male with locks who was woke, was in a business suit, could speak the King's English, as they say, but was also just so amazingly cool. We had never seen these characters outside of what we had seen on The Cosby Show. So how did Sinclair and Kyle Barker, how did you guys bring those characters to life?
Sinclair is a piece of me. You know, I'm not as naive as she is. I wasn't as naive then, and certainly not now. But what you see is what you get. I'm quite goofy, a lover of people, you know, positive energy, yummy, ridiculousness.
A lover awkward, of trolls.
A lover. That's the one piece that is, I hate trolls. Oh. I don't like them. And they had a funny smell. I was so glad when the trolls were written out of the show. I was like, these things are awful. But I enjoyed the for me, it might have been a unicorn. If they had little unicorns, I would have been happy. Yeah. By the way, I still like unicorns at 56. Thank you. So just what you see is what you get, and just sort of that. So she's not far off from who I am. Kyle Barker, however.
I think that was the beauty of the show. Everybody's character was that piece of them that they might not necessarily let people in on. Mm-hmm. You know, so Kim's quirkiness in real life is something that she kind of keeps pulled back unless you know her. And then when you know her, it's like, oh, yeah, that's what that is. And I think for Kyle was a mixture of some people that I knew. He was part my dad. He was part a doctor friend of mine, a lawyer friend of mine that I knew. And, you know, a lot of me, you know. I understood that we hadn't seen him. Mm-hmm. And we hadn't had anybody on TV that was connected to their heritage but still had a foot in, quote, the world. And I wanted to make sure that we could really push that. And that wasn't something that was designed in him at first. That was something that we created as we went on with the character.
Yeah, you and I talked about that. Even his attire, you mm-hmm. wanted to have more influence and more say in what he was going to wear on the camera.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Got into a few issues with Ceci in the beginning. But once she understood the vision I had and we got somebody else in that kind of got it too, they were spot on after that.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys know that you were playing these iconic or what would become iconic characters?
I didn't. Not at all.
I knew right away that it was going to... I had a sense that this was going to work. Yeah. I didn't think icon, I didn't think right. any of that. I just right. thought, oh my God, this is going to work. This is going to be a hit. This is going to be great. Didn't know the you know, I've met three little girls named Sinclair in my span of time. You know, it's like, what, your mother? And spelled S-Y-N-C-A-I-R-E. Like, what? So that's huge. Didn't expect that. Expected that people would get it. And I'll say this too, you know, we were number one in African American households. That's what we were told. But I'll never forget, I went to a bank. I was standing in line at bank, and a little Jewish man squeezed my arm. I love you girls. I love the girls on the show. You're all so beautiful. You remind me of my time in New York. And he was squeezing me like, okay, get off me. Get off me. But he was enjoying that he recognized who we were. And I thought it was important. And I thought, what I want to go back to your attire, it was so important that you added that and you brought, and he would bring pieces like, here, let me put this on, and yeah, all that.
We got really a lot of designers work. A lot of yeah. LA African designers got work during that show.
Absolutely.
And Chicago too, brought a lot of stuff from home.
Mm-hmm. What did you guys enjoy the most about playing these characters?
You go first.
I just enjoyed the whole working with Kim and Kim and Erica and John and Queen. We would just have fun. And if they would let us do our jobs, we had a good time and the show was amazing.
Yeah.
When they tried to pull the reins and steer, and the show kind of fell.
Yeah.
You know, and we would have to fix it. You know, and they would all, normally they would come back and go, well, you know that bit you did?
Yeah. You know what you did on day one?
Can
you do that again?
That? Yeah. Can you do that?
I used to joke, you know, so those of you know, a paper script goes through many incarnations, mm-hmm. you know, towards the end. So first the pages are white, then maybe they go pink, then maybe they go blue. There's an actual order. When they get to chartreuse, it means they've gone through so many rewrites, and eventually on tape day, they will sometimes just go back to white. Like, let's just go back to what worked.
Mm-hmm.
What I liked about us is that we got each other very quickly. And rehearsal, to me, went very quickly because figured out that I could throw something this direction and you could throw it back at me, and even though we had the script, we trusted each other.
Yes.
So once we did rehearsal a few times, I was like, I'm bored, let's go do the show. And we were a quick study in that, and sometimes I would forget lines, but you know, and they would want you to do the lines as written, and that speaks to what you were saying about when they sort of mess with it. If you just let us play, we got it, and I think we got it really quickly.
And some of the funniest things you never got to see.
Oh my God.
Some of the best moments, because they weren't written for them. They didn't write them, so they didn't want to have them on screen. But some of the best moments between her and John. Let me tell you, this one here and John Hinton, you can't come against it. You cannot come. They would have us rolling. Sometimes we'd have to stop the tape because we just couldn't pull it together. Just off the cuff, funny, all the time. And then you throw Erica in on top of that with the eating, and it's too much.
And Latifah's way funnier than people know she is.
Yeah.
We've seen her now as time has gone by in movies, but she's hysterical. And all of these people are very smart, and so there were things that would happen that were just like, well, I don't even know where that came from, but I hope you got it on film and I hope it's on the show.
Hey, Upfront listeners, want to hear more from T.C. Carson? Then join me this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for the Bronze Lens Film Festival's Sunday Brunch with the Brothers, where I will be in conversation with him, along with the last OG star, Alan Maldonado, and Fences actor, Michael T. Williamson. Go to WCLK.com to get ticket information, and I'll see you there. Well, that'll do it for today's show. I would really like to thank all of my special guests, A.D. Dolphin, Antoine McNeil, and Living Single Stars, Kim Coles and T.C. Carson. I would also like to thank my engineer, Jami Wellman, and you. Please join us next Saturday, September 1st, for a recap from the Bronze Lens Film Festival and much more. Happy Saturday, Atlanta. If you like today's show, please hit us up at WCLK.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Upfront, inside Atlanta's entertainment industry, has been brought to you by the 2018 Bronze Lens Film Festival, August 22nd through the 26th, and online at bronzelens.com.